AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The prosecutor in France says Andreas Lubitz, the co-pilot of the German Wings plane that crashed in the Alps, hid evidence of an illness from the people he worked for, including a torn-up doctor's note that would have kept him off work on the day of the crash. They added Lubitz did not leave a suicide note. Robert Oliver Calvo's son was one of the Americans killed. He's trying not to think about the horror of the crash.
We prefer to think about those 37 years that we've been together, that we've shared our lives, our experiences.
The search continues at the crash site for remains. Investigators are looking for the source of an apparent gas leak in Manhattan. Here's the AP's Warren Levinson.
Mayor Bill de Blasio says it may take days to get at the basement where the Second Avenue explosion originated.
There is a possibility here that the gas line was inappropriately accessed internally.
The gas utility, Con Edison, says its inspectors were in the building an hour before the blast, inspecting an installation for expanded gas service. They said it wasn't ready to have gas introduced. The explosion that destroyed three buildings and damaged a fourth took place a half hour after they left, but the connection is still not clear. 19 people were hurt, two were unaccounted for. Warren Levinson, New York.
University of Oklahoma President David Boren says about 25 members of the now-defunct fraternity that was caught on video yelling a racist chant will face punishment ranging from expulsion to mandatory community service and cultural sensitivity training.
When someone uses an inappropriate word in our presence or tells an inappropriate story in our presence, we need to stand up and say, don't say that in front of me. I don't want to hear it.
A former student at the University of Mississippi has been indicted on federal charges. A noose was placed on a statue of the student who integrated the school. After four straight days of losses, modest gains. On Wall Street, stocks were higher. The Dow gained 34 points. This is AP Radio News. There's a big job opening soon in the Senate after the top Democrat announced he is retiring. Here's the AP's Jerry Bodlander.
Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid says he'll retire when his current term is over.
I'm not going to run for re-election.
Shortly afterward, he endorsed number three Democrat Senator Charles Schumer to be the next party leader. And a spokesman for number two Democrat Richard Durbin said the Illinois senator has already told Schumer he has his support. Others mentioned for the top Senate spot include Patty Murray of Washington State. One progressive group says it would like to see freshman Democrat Elizabeth Warren run for Democratic leader. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Speaking of Massachusetts, the governor there, Charlie Baker, is formally asking the government to declare a disaster in 10 counties. Winter storms brought record snowfall to Massachusetts, causing 25 deaths and costing the state an estimated $400 million. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.